For KRCU Public Radio, I'm John Moore, and this is Going Public. Earlier this week, I spoke with Heather Collier, who is the Donor Relations and Communications Manager for the Southeast Missouri Food Bank. Among the topics were the annual Empty Bowls fundraising event coming up next week, but also the cut in SNAP benefits. An update to that story. On Wednesday, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe directed a full $10.6 million fund transfer for the Senior Services Growth and Development Fund to Missouri Area Agencies on Aging. His office also ordered a $5 million distribution of Missouri food banks using the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families funding. At the time of this interview's airing, the federal government shutdown continues. Here was a portion of my conversation with Heather Collier with the Southeast Missouri Food Bank. All this year probably has been a very busy time for you. First of all, let's just talk about one of the events that's coming up here in about another week or so, the Empty Bowls fundraiser. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about Empty Bowls this year. Riverside Pottery Studio, for the last few years, has done an Empty Bowls event to benefit the food bank on the first Friday in November. That's an evening event at the studio downtown Cape. And that is happening again this year on November 7th. But in addition to that, we're having a lunch at the food bank's Jackson office. So we're going to have about more than a dozen local restaurants are going to be providing soups and sides and desserts and some other things. And tickets are available for purchase for that for $15. You'll come, you'll have a warm soup lunch, and you'll get to take home a commemorative bowl as a reminder of the empty bowls you're helping fill.
I think the Jackson location is a relatively new, I guess, location. Am I correct?
Yeah, it is we opened that in 2023. It is a secondary location. Our headquarters are still in Sykeston, but for many reasons, in 2020, we started looking for ways to expand and have a second location in Cape County. So opened that in 2023. We have volunteer opportunities there. It's a really great space. It's right on Jackson Boulevard across from Cofeld Distributing. So good visibility there on Jackson Boulevard. And we're excited for people to attend Empty Bowls and get a chance to come inside and get a little glimpse of what we do every day.
And you serve a really large area, according to your stats, about 80,000 people each month. And of course, this is all across the region, across the food bank's 16-county region. And in the news a lot is what is going to happen if the SNAP benefits go away. In just over a week, nearly 42 million people in the U.S. who get federal food assistance could be in danger of seeing their benefits disappear, and about 1 in 8 U.S. residents get an average of $187 a month through those benefits, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. What kind of impact are you already seeing, and what are you anticipating if this does happen?
Yeah, it's going to be really hard on a lot of people. As you said, we serve about 80,000 individuals across our 16 counties in Southeast Missouri. It's about 18 to 19% of people in Southeast Missouri receive SNAP. That is higher than the state average. We know food insecurity is already high in our area, and we know there are a lot of people who are just right there on the cusp, living paycheck to paycheck, barely making ends meet each month. And so for those people who are able to, use SNAP to feed their children, to feed elderly relatives or seniors who are living on their own and are able to use SNAP to have access to nutritious food without having to compromise paying for medication or other bills, it's going to be really devastating. I was at a resource fair in Sykeston last week. One of the churches here was doing. They had overwhelming turnout. They've done it a couple of years now. This was by far the most attended. And a lot of people were coming because they were concerned about not having access to SNAP, especially going into the end of the year. As a food bank, we always see an increase in November and December with people needing more assistance around the holidays. So it's already a hard time of year. And then for those who are not going to get SNAP, making it even harder. Talked to a woman who is retired but still works part-time. She has a 17-year-old stepson living at home, and she also helps take care of her grandchildren. And so for her, you know, SNAP allowed her to make sure that her stepson and her grandchildren had access to food. Talked to a mom who said that it was okay for her to miss a meal or not eat for a day or two, but she was really concerned with what would happen to her children. She has a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old. Said, you know, they get to eat at school, but on the weekends, you know, what were they supposed to do? So it's on people's minds, and it's causing a lot of unease, and, you know, people are really thinking about what's to come.
So you think, in other words, it sounds like people are already preparing that this is almost inevitable. Am I right?
I really hope that Congress is able to come to a solution this week, but a lot of people are preparing in case they don't. Another woman told us that she had used some of her SNAP for October to buy things that she could freeze, so that she was stuffing her freezer to get ready to have some things available. And I'll also say it's not just people needing assistance. People wanting to help their neighbors has been really overwhelming and a wonderful thing to see. We've received a lot of calls since the news came out last week about SNAP not being funded in November from people asking how they can help, looking for ways to help. And that's been really wonderful. That's one thing that you can say about Southeast Missouri is it is very community-minded, and people are looking for ways to take care of their neighbors.
As chances are, I mean, they probably know the people, the very people that need that extra assistance, and maybe they've been themselves in that situation, and they know exactly what is going to happen and what that need is themselves. That's probably pretty accurate, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of people that we serve who are living paycheck to paycheck, a lot of seniors who are on fixed income. And, you know, for a lot of people, they may be one missed paycheck away from needing help. They could be one unexpected car repair or medical bill away from needing help. There's a lot of things that can really take a toll on someone, and they find themselves in need of assistance.
Well, just to recap, so upcoming event, Empty Bowls, once again, would you give that date and time and location again?
Yeah, Empty Bowls, the lunch is going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Friday, November 7th, at our food bank office in Jackson on Jackson Boulevard. Tickets are available for dine-in and carry-out. They're $15 each, or if you have an office, we will offer delivery. That's for $16 per ticket with a minimum of 5 orders per location. And so if you're wanting to treat your staff or, you know, have some friends that want to go together and do delivery, we can do that in the Cape and Jackson area. And then if you're not able to join us for lunch, Riverside Pottery that night will have empty bowls starting at 5 p.m. on November 7th. Those bowls are handmade by Rob, who is the owner of Riverside Pottery. They are beautiful, and that is for a minimum $20 donation. You'll get a handcrafted bowl and some soup. And, you know, just going back to talking about ways people can help for SNAP, this really is a great way to give back with Empty Bowls. All proceeds from both events are directly supporting food purchases and the food bank's direct service programs for food insecure neighbors in our area.
And your website as well, people can find out more about the events on Facebook and also your website, correct?
Yes, themofoodbank.org, and Empty Bowls is on the cover, so you can click to get your tickets there online. If you're not sure, if you have more questions, you can give us a call at 573-471-1818, and we'll be happy to talk to you about it.
All right. Well, thanks once again. Donor Relations and Communications Manager Heather Collier with the Southeast Missouri Food Bank.
Thanks, John.
Visit our website, krcu.org, and subscribe to KRCU's Going Public podcast wherever you listen.